Good afternoon. I will speak without a microphone, and it's just time for you to ask your questions. Please don't forget to introduce yourselves and how that you represent and who you want to address the question.
Art Khan, I'm with WABY-TV, the local NBC affiliate. Good afternoon, General Introducer. Sir, I wanted to ask you about Smart Defense Initiative. At a time when so many of the member nations are struggling with the economy and defense budgets, how critical does that become and how effective can it be?
The Smart Defense Initiative is an effective answer to the economic challenges. Actually, I do believe that smart defense is the way forward to make sure that we can acquire the necessary military capabilities in the future, despite a period of economic austerity. Smart defense is about a smarter use of resources through multinational projects. And at the NATO summit in Chicago, we adopted a defense package containing a number of multinational projects. And NATO allies have committed themselves to a number of very concrete multinational projects. It shows that this new mindset has really got momentum. And once again, I would like to pay tribute to General Abrial, who has served as one of my special envoys on smart defense, and not least thanks to his tireless efforts, this concept of smart defense has now been transformed into a number of very concrete projects. And I think we will see that concept of smart defense further developed in coming years, because nations realize that on their own, they will have increasing difficulties in acquiring the necessary military capabilities. But by pooling and sharing resources, by helping each other, by going for multinational projects, they can purchase the necessary new military equipment in the coming years.
If I may just follow up, General. There's been some criticism about Germany not doing enough. What is the status with that? Are you working closely with them? Is that improving any? Because some people have said that a wealthy nation such as Germany should be contributing more to this than they have.
Yeah, but Germany has actually committed herself to a number of smart defense projects. Germany is certainly not opposed to the multinational corporation. On the contrary, and I really appreciate the German commitment to multinational corporation.
Any other questions? AFP?
Yes, okay. So what can you say, why did you choose again French?
Because General Abrial was and has been a very competent commander of Allied Command Transformation, and because I trust that General Palomeros will be equally competent as commander of Allied Command Transformation. And as you know, France decided in 2009 to fully reintegrate in NATO military structures, so I find it appropriate that it's also reflected in the way we compose our strategic commands. And I'm very pleased that France once again has provided a highly qualified general as Commander Allied Command Transformation.
Yes, we are. What are the qualities of French?
We all know that France as a nation is very dedicated to having a highly effective military. France attaches a strong importance to having deployable military forces that can not only protect the French nation and the French people, but also participate in international military operations and through that contribute to international peace and stability. France has, during my tenure as Secretary General of NATO, been a driving force for reforms and transformation. So I really feel that France as a nation and French generals and the French military strongly support our agenda in the direction of modernizing our alliance and transforming our military forces.
Yes, could I direct a question to General Palomares, please? General, first of all, welcome to Norfolk, sir.
Thank you.
I wonder, going forward now, at a time when there is so much upheaval in the world, what do you see would be your first immediate challenges coming in to act and continuing forward in the direction it's gone?
My first and foremost challenge is to take the best out of the very motivated people that I take now the responsibility from General Abril. He set up a very nice way for the future. We must look into the future. We must work for the future. The lives and death of soldiers, aviators, and sailors could depend on our job today, today job in ACT. So we will focus on capabilities, we will focus on coherency, we will focus on affordability, we will focus on partnership as well, and a very open mind and trying to be accessible to everybody who wants to join us in this tremendous effort that we have to make to keep on our military capabilities towards a very challenging environment, as we know, with many threats to come that we have to define and that we have to try to challenge.
One follow-up, if I may, General. As General Rasmussen alluded to in his remarks earlier, this is the second time you have succeeded General Abrial, and you were both former chiefs of the French Air Force. Is there something unique about that job that makes you guys uniquely qualified for the job of Supreme Allied Commander?
Well, I can tell you it's very unique for me to follow the trace of Stéphane Abrial. He's a brilliant general, he's a brilliant man, and this is quite an honor to try to follow him and to try to make my way in his space and to try to improve what he's done so far, and certainly to remain on the trace and to speed the momentum, if possible, of transformation. He has put that on the real track for the future, and I will try my best to achieve at least the same results.
Any other questions?
May I just one last question for General Rasmussen? Sir, a big part of that smart defense, of course, is the Ballistic Missile Defense Initiative. Here in Norfolk, many of our Norfolk-based ships are very much involved in that. Keep the outlook for that. How critical is the role the Norfolk, the Atlantic Fleet has been playing in that, and how do you assess the work of the commanders?
First of all, let me stress the importance of the missile defense system we are going to build up over the next 8 to 10 years. We have made the decision to build a NATO-based missile defense system with the aim to protect our populations against a growing and real missile threat. This missile defense system is actually, as you alluded to, an excellent example of the thinking behind smart defense, because it is a true alliance effort, a true multinational effort. The United States provide a significant input to that missile defense system through its own missile defense system. But it's important to stress that a number of European allies contribute in a very concrete manner as well. Some of them have offered to host missile defense facilities. Some European allies contribute concrete military equipment to that NATO-based missile defense system. So it is a true multinational effort, and I attach very strong importance to developing that capability because the missile threat is real and it is growing.
Thank you very much indeed. Merci d'être là, merci de vos questions.
Thank you.